A request from a local businessman to get a belated $180,000 tax rebate may be dead in the water. At their Committee of the Whole meeting on Monday, Tanchamar Council heard for a second time about the application from Right Coast Realty to belatedly qualify for the former Town of Sackville's Economic Development Incentive Program. The program aims to incentivize large developments in mixed-use, highway commercial, industrial, or R3 zones by offering hefty municipal tax rebates, but only if developers apply in advance of building their project. Right Coast is owned by Mike Wilson of AIL Group, who built the pipe factory at the Walker Road exit of the Trans-Canada Highway in 2023. The project increased the value of the Walker Road property from just under $5,000 in 2022 to more than $2.5 million in 2025. And that's when the company finally applied for the incentive program, 2.5 years too late. In January, Tanchamar Council first considered the Right Coast application. Then this week, for a second time, Tanchamar staff recommended against Council's approval of the grant. But this time their report included input from the town's lawyer, who warned that approving the rebate would set a, quote, practical and dangerous precedent of Council not following its own approved policies. The solicitor warned that making an exception for Right Coast Realty would create an expectation for future applicants that they can also miss the program deadline with no impact. Manager of Tourism and Economic Development Ron Kelly Spurls told Council that according to Plan 360, there is one other development that could have qualified for the development incentive if they had applied in time. Council's reactions to the report from staff and solicitor were mixed, with some, including Councillor Barry Hicks, expressing disappointment at the process.
I don't see how this happened. I think the developer couldn't have been notified of it somehow, or they wouldn't pass up free money. So I want something in place so it never happens again, or I'd like to never see it happen again. And I don't like not giving them something. But I see what the lawyer said, too, so we're going against the lawyer if we do go back on something. So,
Councillor Allison Butcher said she was concerned the municipality failed in its promotion of the program.
I feel that somehow, somewhere, we didn't do our due diligence with making sure that the program information was available for anybody who is looking to start a business, build on, do a development here that would be... That would be applicable for this incentive program.
But ultimately, councillors like Matt Esterbrooks begrudgingly agreed to follow the solicitor's advice on the issue.
I understand the implications of us doing something that we shouldn't do, and I certainly understand and respect the legal opinion that was obtained. That said, I'm not happy.
Like Hicks and Butcher before him, Esterbrooks called for a review of the incentive program policy and indicated that Right Coast was not being treated fairly.
I feel we need to do something to make this instance right. I don't know what that is or how we can do that legally without backdating and such, but it doesn't sit well with me that something that should have been available to the developer in the employer and area.
Councillor Josh Gauguin took a different view of the matter, saying that he believed it was the responsibility of Right Coast Realty to know about the incentive program and apply on time.
It's up to an individual or a company to know what rebates or incentives are available to you as a developer. If I'm applying for the Canada Greener Homes Grant, it's up to me to know that this needs to be done before the work gets done. So it's up to an individual to take the responsibility. I can understand that they're coming to us to ask us, can you guys give us a leniency? But in the end of the day, it's their responsibility to take ownership of this and realize that maybe some things weren't done. So to me, I can't approve this. Like, it's not even an option.
Councillor Michael Tower suggested a review of the incentive policy could include some application timeline leeway for developers. He also suggested increasing the minimum qualifying amount of the project from $500,000. CAO Jennifer Bourne responded to some of Council's concerns by promising that the town's new Director of Community and Corporate Services, who will start in April, would have a more proactive approach to economic development.
Last time we discussed this, I talked about how we can certainly work with Plan 360. Sometimes we are up against the challenge that developers could go into a different office. So if they went into the Shediac office, so it's certainly working, a southeast approach, making sure that planners know throughout the Southeast at any offices that we do have this incentive program. And it's really the turnaround that we'll see within the Department of Community and Corporate Services under a new director that will have a very proactive approach to economic development. So I think there's some things that we can look at under a review of the program and certainly an awareness, again, working with directly with developers going forward.
That's CAO Jennifer Bourne addressing council on Monday. Unless a councillor decides to put forward their own motion, the incentive program application from Right Coast Realty is not expected to come back to council after solicitor advice suggested against approving the late application.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.